about those issues and the other issues with this whole idea for what consensus on, and that those are meant to be made expeditiously maybe in the current session of Parliament, and that they, then this committee looks at the other broader issues which they can have more time to intend them. But I think the artists are waiting now for a number of years for payment, and they are still expediting sitting millions of rands that has not been paid to the artists. And I think that requires this amendment.
I hear Chair. Can I just come into that one? I hear what DG says and I agree. I just I'm new here, so help me. I think we need to get our head around. I need to get my head around what the Farm Commission has said. And if there's any queries and questions on that, I certainly want to raise it. But let's focus on the others. So yeah. If there's agreement, then that's fine.
Can I just try to clarify?
There's a document that I requested from Monday. There's a list that I sent to me that this is what we need. But they indicated they need to consult with us, like I'm happy the DG is here today. We need those follow-up commissions. Because I said the commission will know where are we deriving our money from. Then it's a very good thing. Sometimes we are finding because I know you must be able to know where does this come from, because all of us are new. So when you are new, you need to be taken on board and be summarized in a way that you know what is it that it entails, what is it that the committee exactly wants to achieve at the end of the day. And the people who are our people that we want to ask me because the cry was from the local and the artist. So that's where our focus should be. We don't need to be all over the show. So I think that's when we said, I requested a lot of documents from Mango, and then she indicated, no, by this week it was ready. Please give me enough time to also consult the DTI, maybe to have, make a file, then we'll get the file maybe in 2 weeks. Maybe next week you have those. Okay. On how to go away as a committee. That's why today was terms of reference, the appointments, and the meeting that we need, and then why we need to finalize on this
name
to be submitted. And these names, I don't have an effect on the current work that we must do, because these people are those will come after even the committee has done. There's no impact that they say, no, we can now, we must be on hold. Those ones that are agents have been appointed as far as I remember, and that this is the big bill and the big bill will be ready. That's the one that we need to zoom in now as a subcommittee to say, are we ready? And how far are we? Are we be able to look at the big bill or what? And then take it from there. That's where we are now.
Can I just, in the back, you should have three sets of terms of reference. One is for the subcommittee. It has to be updated now because it's quite outdated. One for the technical panel, and then a third one is in a letter form to Carolyn. But that then outlines what the consultants that we've asked to assist us are meant to do as well. So the way we've envisioned the subcommittee and drafted this program, which is the next item, is that even if somebody's on the technical panel, if the subcommittee feels they can add value during the discussion here, then there's nothing precluding you from inviting them, if you think they're an expert in add value. But the technical panel purely is intended to, at the end of the process, we have sort of a quality check that the bill we're passing is actually meets all the requirements it needs to meet. It fulfills the policy decisions we've made within the committee, and it fits within the international framework. That's the purpose.
Okay.
And
bear in mind,
we've got advocates. Now you're just having a talk.
Yes, that definitely, that's what I wanted to say. Tell me.
Actually, don't have much to say. I agree with what Mama said. The technical committee is not going to advise on policy at all. That's not their purpose. So, I mean, the name, last week when we met, I said, look, I don't know how to choose between these names. Seven people are probably not that bad. But, I mean, if we look at this, and I agree that this Mrs. Manusha Saravan is nothing. So perhaps if we remove that name and we add Baloyi, then it ends up being still seven people.
Number three.
If there's nothing, there's no profile.
Mm-hmm.
And we insert Mr. Baloyi, then still seven people. If we need to reduce further, then we can maybe look at the choice between number one and number two, some private infra. We maybe can choose between the two of them there. I would recommend that we have someone from WIPO, because there's a lot of treaties that are being brought into the story, and that person number five will be able to give us an idea if we are in fact giving effect to those treaties. So if we need to produce further, then that hits number four. But I don't know.
Number
four
is
digital.
Number four
is digital.
Yeah,
so it's almost also necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put him right at the bottom if you put anything from
the
bottom. Between one and two.
Just a question. Amongst the ones that the profiles we have here, who amongst them has a strong academic background, like somebody who can especially as copyright related matters, who can be happy and engage on the scene? Amongst them, who's like the
Just one other issue. Based on our program, we obviously, Charmaine was correct me, that the decisions we make as a subcommittee can't be outside the policy areas of the DGI, right? How does this work? The amendments propose?
How it works is the department proposed a policy, that policy is contained in the bill. They have highlighted the big policy areas. It's for the committee to decide. The committee can change that policy decision. So let's say trade is saying, what is it to do? Fair use and fair dealing. So DGI is saying fair use, the committee says, no, we're not convinced, we want fair dealing. That is a possible decision to make. But of course, we need to keep in mind how that impacts on the department. There needs to be discussion. It will be during discussions that you may differ with the department. We need to always just keep in mind it's a part of the implement.
I mean, I think we I don't know, I have other questions. All the DGI does is propose. It is completely in the hands of the legislature to accept or reject. Actually, we don't make policy. We only propose policy. So when we go to cabinet or to the parliament, so it's just a recommendation. So the only one we want to hear, sir, and check, is that if we could then present to you our recommendations with regards to the Farmers Commission and all its recommendations, including the issue of the treaties. He dealt with the issue of the treaties. These are international treaties that are subscribed by most of the world countries already. We are not members.
Yeah.
We need to become members. And the Farmers Commission has been practiced already.
No.
They've looked at what are the pros and cons. So
are we a member?
I'm sorry? No,
we
are. There are some we haven't. So he already proposes which ones is going to have a negative impact on our own sovereignty and so on. So what we could ask, we can present that to the committee, then everything is completely in your hands to accept or reject them. But what we do say is that we cannot hold back this issue while we deal with the other more complex issues of fair use and fair needs. What we will really propose, it is unlikely we will ever reach a consensus on those issues. Because, as I said, we put forward our views, but we can see, just like with the Credit Act, the industry is not ready for us to adopt the American model of more open intellectual property system, you know. They've accused us of being captured by Google and all that. So we don't think we're going to persuade you on that, but what we could try to persuade you on is at least the Farnham Commission recommendation, which is well researched already. So what we would propose that we proceed with that. At the next session, we present that to you, and then you can see if you can fast-track those amendments, and then more detail you interrogate the other bigger issues. And I think you, if I remember, did a list for us. I think it's this list where you divided the group of issues. And if we can take the following commission, and then those ones where there is already consensus on, if we fast-track that, and then the ones which are the difficult issues, like the ones where multi-choice and Ashgrass is launching a major campaign against us already, we are not going to actually, you know, we're not going to pursue anybody in this time, because that the best interest of the strong at this point was to take on those battles.
And
how long
do you think the last presentation was
that? Which
one?
The final one? Or we can, we can do it in an hour. Everyone is now really good.
Because
on
Wednesday, when we meet, we start with that
part.
Because that's the one that is
the
first.
Sorry,
what?
The date
on Wednesday?
What?
14th.
Wednesday.
I'd like to be there, but I've put in a request to not be there because I've got to attend a panel discussion on localization in Gauteng. So anyway. That Wednesday and Thursday.
Because if it comes to 5, the computer says 5, we know that
Thank you. actually not that welcome.
He's also Kaute.
No.